Good morning to every Liverpool fan out there, and obviously not for the Barcelona fans. More on this later. And despite contrary perception, don't believe a word of that WhatsApp message or the news that says Election Commission of India has denied the reports of joining BJP. Says we'll extend the support from outside only. It is 8 May 2018, and before we head to the chaos in the country post-elections, let's take a detour towards the chaos in Odisha after Cyclone Fani. From the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple to the famous Golden Beach, Puri continues to grapple with the after effects of Cyclone Fani, the problems compounded by the darkness that engulfs the town after sundown. Authorities on Tuesday struggled to restore essential services such as water supply, electricity and telecommunication because of an acute shortage of skilled manpower. The state government needs to replace 1.5 lakh electric poles uprooted by winds of about 200 kilometers per hour in the coastal districts during the Friday cyclone. The Jagannath Temple, which used to be thronged by a large number of devotees, wore a deserted look. Speaking of deserting, it looks like justice has deserted the woman who had accused Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi, of sexual harassment. Yesterday, she demanded a copy of the report of the Supreme Court's in-house committee that cleared him of the charges. The committee, which continued its proceedings even after the complainant withdrew from the case last week, had not given her a copy of their findings. The report has not been made public either. Denying her a copy of the report, the woman said, was a travesty of justice. The committee's decision triggered protests outside the Supreme Court yesterday, where women lawyers and members of non-profit groups who held the protest alleged a lack of transparency in the matter. Well, the joke going around here is that Election Commission asked Sir Clean Chit. Gogoi says, "Nahi, aapse nahi chahiye, hum apni chit khud likhte hain." But there's some dialogues which neither you nor me can write about it. That's only reserved for Narendra Modi and Mamata Banerjee. The Mamata Banerjee-Narendra Modi verbal battle has hit a new low. Yes, believe me or not, there is more depth below wherever they were. At a public rally at Santuri in Purulia on Tuesday, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee demonstrated how she would like to give Prime Minister Narendra Modi a tight slap of democracy. This fresh outburst was prompted by PM Modi's equally unsparing attack on Ms. Banerjee about what he called Bengal's triple T, Trinamool Tolabazi tax. Tolabazi is a near-abusive term used in Bengali to describe organized extortion. Money does not matter to me. That is why when Narendra Modi came to Bengal and accused my party of being Tolabaz, I wanted to give him a tight slap of democracy, Ms. Banerjee said. And while we are on the slap of democracy, there is a bill to it that's about 12,000 crore placed in bets. The 2019 Lok Sabha elections has a lot in stake, literally, for punters as well. Only two rounds of polling are remaining, in which the fates of candidates in 118 seats would go decided. And the opposition parties are not leaving anything to chance. They are planning to meet the president after the elections are over to impress upon him not to call the single largest party to form the government in case of a split verdict. 21 political parties that are opposing the BJP at the center plan to sign a letter saying once election results are out, they will be ready to show the president their letters of support for an alternative government. Sources told the NDTV that the reason for this unusual step is to ensure that the president does not give the single largest party an opportunity to attempt and break regional parties and alliances. And while we mention regional parties and alliances, let's head towards what's happening around the regions of India. Well, in Ladakh, video footage emerged on Tuesday, purportedly showing politicians handing over alleged cash packets to journalists in Leh ahead of the 6 May elections to the Ladakh parliamentary seat. No cookies for guessing who the politicians belong to. The footage linked to an alleged attempt in a hotel in May to influence coverage ahead of the election became public a day after the state BJP president had threatened to file a defamation case against reporters who had complained of attempts to bribe them. "I seek written apology from the press club Leh within the next 48 hours for the false propaganda." This is what Ravinder Raina wrote in a letter. But the press club in Leh had complained to the Election Commission that some BJP leaders tried to bribe reporters after Raina had addressed a media conference. The footage shows a person resembling BJP chief Raina chatting and shaking hands with journalists while his colleague hands over the envelopes to reporters. One reporter is seen opening the envelope and immediately returning it to a BJP leader who does not take it back. The woman drops it on the table next to him. Press club member Rinchen Angmo had told the Telegraph that she had returned the envelope to the BJP leader after she found there was cash in it. And on to the story from Madhya Pradesh, where senior Congress leaders on Tuesday dumped loads of documents at former Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan's residence as a proof that their party has waived loans of 21 lakh farmers after coming to power in the state in December last year. Chief Minister Kamal Nath himself later joined in, calling Chauhan's claims as blatant lies and shared the details of loan waiver with the media. And on to international news, where the biggest news perhaps in Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool, writing one of the most amazing chapters in the history of the club's European triumphs with a 4-0 victory over Lionel Messi's Barcelona in the Champions League semi-finals earlier today that stunned the world of football. Well, after a 3-0 defeat in the away leg, Liverpool's season was heading for glorious failure on Sunday, with the 10 months of exhilarating football set to produce only a pat on the back with the runners-up spot behind Manchester City in the Premier League. But Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp hailed his side as mentality giants after producing one of the most stunning comebacks in the history to beat Barcelona 4-0 and progress to the final for the second consecutive year. On Tuesday, deprived of two of the most potent attacking weapons in Mohamed Salah and Roberto Firmino due to injury, instead the 4-3 aggregate win means Liverpool's season will not finish until June 1st, when they compete in a second straight Champions League finals against Ajax Amsterdam or Tottenham Hotspur in Madrid, aiming for the 6th European Cup triumph. And that is pretty much all I have for you for today, except this last bit of news where pupils are sheep. Well, 15 sheep have been symbolically signed up as the latest recruits at a primary school in the French Alps after parents feared falling pupil numbers would see some classes closed. The move came after the school in a village at the foot of the Alps was told one of its 11 classes would be closed after numbers fell from 266 to 261. And that is all I have for you for today. As the line in Hindi goes, Sobhagya na sab din sota hai, dekhein aage kya hota hai. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.com.